Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, and of course, streaming at newsdakota.com. Well, Joe Rector is with us here from the James River Valley Library System, and it's been a little while since we talked. How are things going over at the library, Joe?
Hey, Jamie. It's great to talk to you again. Yeah, it has been a couple months, and we've had a busy couple months. We've been doing so many things. The biggest thing that we have done recently is last Saturday we had a children's event over at the Masonic Building. We had approximately 150 attendees. Most of them were children, but a lot of them were their caregivers, parents, grandparents, and so on. And we just had a great time. So many people got dressed up as characters from the Harry Potter series, and we just enjoyed ourselves. We had prizes and games and other activities. And, you know, the prizes, for instance, we gave away a Harry Potter Lego set, one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave an illustrated set of Harry Potter books. We thought, you know, there are probably a lot of Harry Potter book fans who may have the regular books, mm-hmm. but they don't have those nice deluxe illustrated ones and really beautiful books. So those were great prizes. Hagrid the groundskeeper came for a visit. It was really good to get to talk to him and find out a little bit more about him, actually. We found out that he wishes he'd become a librarian instead of a groundskeeper. He's actually tired of chasing young scholars around the forest at night. And I couldn't get him to come off this. He thinks that librarians have pretty easy jobs. He thinks we read all day and loves we get to go to the restricted section of the library, so on and so forth. And, you know, I tried to tell him we librarians are working hard, putting on programs, reaching out to members of the community, going on radio shows, and so on and so forth. And he just wasn't buying it. He said he wished, you know, that he had studied harder and become a librarian. So I could take that as a compliment, actually. But if you want to see how that event went, like us on Facebook and see the results. James River Valley Library.
Absolutely. And, you know, last time we talked too, I mean, I can't believe it, but we're already here, you know, into July here now, pretty much, you know.
Pretty much,
yeah. Not going to be long now. We talked about fantasy football event coming up at the library too. How's that coming along?
Yes, I'm really excited about that. We're going to have a fantasy football event Tuesday, July 30, 6:30 p.m. And that is significant because the first preseason game is that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be just before the NFL preseason starts. You can wear your team gear to the library. You can't beat that.
Are you going to are you going to let Packers fans wear theirs too?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to give them the business a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the slideshow just might come in a purple and gold.
Okay.
Just might. We'll have to see how that comes together. But we'll eat game day snacks even with the Packers fans, because you know it wouldn't be as much fun without them.
Well, that's true.
You know,
it's true.
I was really sad when Aaron Rodgers went down on, you know, the very beginning of last season, because you know I've always disliked him as a member of the Packers. You know. And he's great. He's so great at what he does. But all of a sudden, the season just wasn't nearly as interesting because Aaron Rodgers had gone down, and I didn't have him to cheer against. But anyway, we're going to learn to play fantasy football. So whether you want to improve your game, you may have been doing it for 10 years, but you can still find ways to improve. And you can learn how to begin. It doesn't really matter where you are. What I have done is, as a librarian, because I'm a nerdy librarian, I read books and I go out online and I find things out. So I came up with all these tips, you know, from online, kind of then going with my own experience, which things worked better and which things didn't. And we're just going to talk about it. And anybody can disagree with me if you want to, because that's part of the fun of fantasy football. Everybody has a little different perspective. So, you know, we're a community space. We want people to understand that. We're having fun events for people of all ages and all types. So, yeah, come and join us Tuesday, July 30, 6:30 p.m. at Alfred Dickey Library.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. And there's, like you said, there's always events going on. Anything else coming up you want to highlight here while you got some time?
You bet. Several things coming up, but one of the big ones is an event called Public Libraries and People of Faith. That will be Thursday, September 26, 6:30 p.m. So I'm a public librarian. I'm also a person of faith. I have strong faith in God. I attend one of the churches in Jamestown, member of a church. I love that. Very committed to that. So, but this event is reaching out to people of all faiths. Even people who don't have a particular faith, we all have some kind of belief system. We all have some kind of faith. So, how can people of faith relate to a public library collection? That's the thing. Because the public library collection has things that are going to support your faith. It's also going to have things that might be disagreeable to what you believe. How are people to relate to that? And how can people of faith make libraries better? To kind of cut to the chase, libraries can become better when the people in the community suggest materials that they love and that they believe in and that they would check out and read or watch. And the public library collection is then better because of their input. So that's what we're going to get to. We're going to explain how and why public libraries make the choices that they do about the materials that we have and give you an opportunity to ask questions and interact.
That's a different, you get to see a whole different view of how the library system works. It's very interesting.
Correct. And we're actually going to have tables in the back, and there's going to be an evangelical table, and there's going to be a Catholic table, and there's going to be a Lutheran table, even though the Lutherans don't all agree amongst themselves. You know, there's going to be a Hindu table and a Buddhist table and so on and so forth. And it's going to illustrate how we really do have a fair collection of materials. There's probably going to be an atheist table, you know. So that's important to show that we have materials that you're going to love no matter what type of person of faith you are.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Again, when is that, Joe?
That is Thursday, September 26, 6:30 p.m., Alfred Dickey.
All right. Put that on the calendar. And kids, too, summer vacation still going on. What about children's programs during summer vacation?
We're loving having a lot of kids come into the library. You know, we have story time on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. The attendance has been great. So young kids and their parents, we had 53 people at the last story time, so this past Tuesday. So we had a STEAM program the other day. You know, STEAM is science, technology, engineering, arts, math. So how do these things come together to make a more well-rounded person? We had about 20 people at this program, most of them kids, but a few were adults and caregivers. The kids made little battery-powered vehicles and raced them. It was so exciting to see the leaders of the program talking to the kids about, you know, how they could redesign the vehicle to make it run better. And I just think, wow, if that had been a thing back when I was growing up, you know, and I loved my sandbox and, you know, all that, but what if you could make the vehicles actually run?
Yeah.
That's what kids are getting to do in our library. But things coming up, we have an insect workshop that's going to focus on bees, and that is July 11, 2 to 4 p.m. And I know workshop sounds kind of adult. It's not. It's for kids, kids ages 5 to 13 and their families. There are going to be games, prizes, and crafts. Not going to want to miss that. Then another really exciting thing is a field tour to see the bison at the North American Bison Discovery Center. Kids aged 9 to 13 are actually going to be able to go out in the field in vehicles, and they're going to be able to see the bison up close. You know, I went to Custer State Park last week, and I had one of the great thrills of my lifetime driving in there and drove through a herd of bison on the road and in the near vicinity. And it was about 200 bison, and, you know, just able to be up close. I could have reached out and touched some of them, but I was mindful to, you know, not pet them and, you know, to be well behaved, but my camera was going, and I just had a great time. So that's what these kids are going to be able to see, is these bison up close, and we're really looking forward to that. We don't have a date yet for that, but it will be in July. So keep checking on our website. Like us on our Facebook so that you can get those updates. Then we have a big event coming up at the end of July. It's Saturday, July 27, 1 to 3 p.m. It's back to school bingo. It will be over at the Masonic Building, and kids and their families will be able to play bingo for school supplies. So the prizes will be school supplies. Things like backpacks, pens, crayons, markers, novelty items, you know. We'll also have a display of educational items available for checkout from our Library of Things. You know, our Library of Things is over at Stutzman County Library, but we have a lot of really cool educational items, various games, technology, game boards, things like that, to help people read, to help kids do math better, to help kids appreciate astronomy, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of things. So we'll have grand prizes at that back-to-school bingo. So again, that is Saturday, July 27, 1:30 p.m.
And we have talked quite often when you've been in here, Joe, about the interest of the library. We talk about the Masonic Lodge, speaking of it, the library and purchasing that building. So where are things sitting with that right now?
So, yeah, we're just looking to get the word out. We're still looking to talk to people. We get feedback from people. We're having events over at the Masonic Building. People are able to come and see the types of things that we could do over there if the library had that building, and if the library was able to use that along with Alfred Dickey Library to create one library system. So two buildings across the street from each other, one library. We have a new, several new library board members will be coming on in July. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see how that board wants to proceed. But at this point, people can just let different board members know, let me know, talk to me. Happy to give you information about that.
Well, and something, too, I want to ask you about before you go. Library's been in the news a little bit recently. The book review and the headlines were, you know, book review that cost $54,000. Dive in a little bit further, because people need to go further than the headline on this one.
Sure. So we have a new state law that mandated a review of public library books for children and teens. Our library staff went through all of our books for kids. We scanned, we read as needed to make sure that our children and teens collection were in accordance with the law. Staff worked on this project during their normally scheduled hours, and this is important. So it's not like we spent an additional $54,000. The cost really comes in terms of other projects that didn't get done. I think it's no accident that we're able to do more community programs now, more outreach, because we have more staff time to devote to that.
Absolutely.
And I also want to emphasize that we didn't pull any books out of our collection as a result of this review.
Okay. Well, a lot of information we shared here, Joe. If people want to get more information on anything at all, how can they reach you?
Call me at the library, 252-2990.
All right. Anything else you want to throw out before we close here?
Yeah, just want everybody to stay in touch with our exciting programs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. They're both of those have James River Valley Library as the name of our entity. Visit our website often, jrvls.org, and it can really keep you up to date on what we're doing.
Absolutely. Joe, always great seeing you, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
You bet. Joe Rector there from James River Valley Library System on this edition of Let's Talk About It.